I'm Philip Collins of the Angel News Network. I'm here with my co-founder colleagues, Joel Anastasi and Jeff Fasano and Sam, and our social media publishers from New York happens to be in the classroom tonight, Omar Prince. So we are all together. Again, remember next Thursday we're going to be having a Michael gathering with Archangel Michael. So you want to mark your calendars for that. You'll be hearing that through your emails and other announcements. Again, tonight we are dealing with alchemy, changing yourself into gold. I'm Philip Collins, and I'm going to go into trance in a moment. First, we're going to do a slight meditation. If you have a question, it's star six. And also star six to mute if you're feeling that you're having background noise. So I'm going to lead us in a brief meditation prior to going into trance. So if you would just get comfortable, physically comfortable wherever you are, sitting in a chair, wherever you might be, taking a deep breath, remembering that the in-breath is your receiving and your out-breath is your giving, and just begin to focus on that pattern of giving and receiving, breathing in through the nose, you're receiving, dropping the jaw and letting the phoneme I out, and you're giving. Breathing in, you're receiving, dropping your jaw and you're giving. Breathing in through your nose, you're receiving. Drop your jaw and you're giving. Plant yourself upon the energy, the electromagnetic force field of the planet herself, who's involved in an amazing ascension process, returning to light. And as you connect with the energy on the mantle of this planet, you standing upon the body of this planet, imagine and see yourself also transmuting and changing yourself to light. That your carbon-based realities are moving into light, into crystalline DNA fragments. It is our divine destiny to move back to where we came from light and love. And in this now present, our planet, we upon and within this planet, are the most magnificent opportunity called ascension, moving into a higher frequency of existence. This is the reason we can combine these frequencies tonight, Archangel Gabriel, Michael, and Ascended Master Saint Germain, allows us this unique opportunity to receive these frequencies from the archangelic realms and the Ascended Master realms. So as you can continue to connect and breathe with the giving and receiving of your breath, and resting upon the mantle of the planet, allow yourself to go into the core of the planet, deeper and deeper and deeper into the central sun, if you will, the crystalline core of this planet, where higher frequency civilizations exist, and connect yourself with this energy. Take a deep breath. Allow this energy now to come back from the core of the planet, up into your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your solar plexus, your heart. Place your hands upon your heart. Moving into your throat chakra, into your crown, into your third eye. Moving into the crown chakra, take a deep breath. And allow this central planetary energy to move from your crown chakra out into the lunar surface, where the DNA and humanity is stored. Further still, out into the solar system, connecting with Mercury, Venus, of course Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, the Kuiper Belt beyond, and realizing radiating out from the central sun this electromagnetic force field, which you have moved through your entire body, is creating a protective shield around the entire solar system. Take a deep breath and know that you are protected within this energy field. That each solar system within our galaxy is protected within an energy field. Our entire galaxy is protected within an energy field. The universe and the multiverse. We're guided and protected. And tonight we will be connecting with the frequencies and energies that are guiding and protecting humanity and this planet, allowing us to move to a higher state of beingness, a higher frequency of existence, conquering the last hurdle for humanity, which is physical death. Of no longer having to physically die. So we're maintained and sustained by eternal light bodies, our spiritual bodies, our etheric bodies. Let us give thanks and gratitude for these higher realms that have been creating golden ages in the past and assisting us in this final golden age. As together we say, so be it. So I will now go into trance and hand the evening over to Sam and Joel and yourself. Greetings, beloved humans, being humans. We of the archangelic realms of Gabriel and Michael and the ascended mastership of your so-called Saint Germain come to you at this blessed time of ascension for the planet you have chosen and contracted to be an essential part of, dear ones. You have had many, many lifetimes upon this planet, beloved. And within this contract, you have been learning what is through what is not, through your wounds, through your ego defenses. The end time of this is upon you. Your incarnational cycles, your need of leaving your physical bodies in order to recharge yourself is coming to an end, dear one. It is time, if you so choose, to move into an elevated frequency, a higher realm of consciousness and beingness, dear one. We of the higher realms, specifically at this time the archangelic and the ascended mastership, have been coming to you for the last 75 years in a forthright way, dear one, through many cosmic and universal events, such as the harmonic convergence and many cosmic alignments of heavenly bodies within your solar system and your galaxy, dear one. Interfacing with the Galactic Federation, interfacing with the Archangelic, interfacing with the Ascended Mastership, the Star Realms, the seeded your beloved planet, and the inner earth civilizations who once walked upon the surface of your planet as you do now, dear one. The gift of alchemy was presented to humanity millennia ago to reduce the few controlling the many, a phenomena which still exists within your world today. The few controlling the many. Where in the past base metal was transmuted into gold. Today what is being transmuted is you, dear one, since yourself, is creation, creating and experiencing itself in the now moment. We shall go through basic tenets, codes, and laws, if you will, which will be shared by the balance of the masculine and feminine energies. We will elaborate upon them. We will be open to your questions, to any concerns that you have of clarification between each tenet or at the end of the teaching, dear one. It is your opportunity to have your divine discussion, beloved. So we ask you, what do you choose? The opportunity is available to you. We have always been with you. You have never actually ever been alone, nor can you be alone, for yourself is a reflection of all that there is, dear one. Each of the frequencies of the higher realms has a dispensation, if you will, a responsibility, if you will, for specific teachings, being it moving you from your mind to your heart, or emotional, mental, and physical healing, or gaining a plethora of cosmic universal information which will calm your needing to know mental bodies and minds. So let us begin with our teaching tonight. Let us begin.
Well, Gabriel, Michael, and Saint Germain, I just want to thank you for joining us and for this incredibly powerful teaching, the teaching of creating something out of nothing. I don't think we can say too much about what an incredible gift this teaching really is. I've got lots of questions about it. I hope you won't find it too tedious and boring. So I'm going to start reading this now. You are starting the process of the fire, the burning away of the dross, the alchemical moment of the transformation of lead into gold. The lead is the old reality of duality, and that is being transformed. The gold is the new you. That changes and shifts you into the next millennia, the millennia of quantum shift and transformation from the destruction of the old. This process now is taking place. And this was taken from the Second Coming teachings of the Archangel Gabriel.
So you're moving, dear ones, from destruction to construction through self. It is an energetic contract, if you will, of how you have chosen to learn by choosing to be human. Each of you have gathered here from various monadic star realms to be an aspect of being human. You're in the process of leaving and burning away, if you will, the old aspect that you have chosen to learn from, mentally, emotionally, and physically, into a new elevated state of beingness, eliminating the old way of learning, dear ones. You're being given many, many tools, and the question is, are you ready to apply them? As you look out into your world on Moth at this time, dear ones, you see much chaos, much clearing and cleansing of the old, national boundaries, governmental boundaries, religious boundaries, the few controlling the many boundaries, all up for chaos and review. And out of the chaos, within the chaos, is creation and shift and change from old to new is how you learn within the frequency of 3D. Beloved, as long as you stay within the frequency of 3D, you will be within a process, a personal process, of moving from the old to the new. So if you so choose, you are being given the opportunity to move to a higher elevation where learning, applied knowledge into wisdom, is not created as it has been in the past. You will be connected to a frequency of truth and nowism, if you will, that does not need the old. You can begin to look at the old as an aspect of the new, not as a form of punishment, but as a teaching tool of how you have chosen to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it. This has come about by the swinging in and out, the pendulum, if you will, of being connected to higher frequencies and losing the connection to higher frequencies. What you're being given at this opportunity at this time is a permanent connection where we may join forces, if you will, and not lose the connection. This permanent healing will allow the ascension process of the planet and humanity upon the planet to move into an elevated frequency of high velocity light. This is what you are experiencing. Are there any questions about this?
Any questions online? Okay, we will move on to the second paragraph.
From the unknowing and nothing comes everything. This is so difficult for the human mind to comprehend and accept, but your heart knows this already. The alchemist needs to develop a heart trust of this truth in order to create out of what appears no thing. For, in reality, there is nothing. There is only everything.
So you have chosen within your mental body as a learning tool to reject the concept of everything within nothing. By the very definition of nothing. When you move out into the void, black space, the void, within it is an energetic field of consciousness that allows the creation and manifestation of however that energy is used, realizing, dear one, that energy is all that there is. So you can begin to see nothing is under or not utilized energy. Through the surrendering process of not knowing, which bypasses the mental body, it allows the probabilities and possibilities of manifestation through the knowing heart. Are there any questions or further concerns about this abstraction, dear one?
Well, the sense makes it very clear that this whole process begins with trust, trusting that we can create something out of nothing.
And dear ones, what prevents or creates the lack of trust? It is your relationship with yourself. It is the abandonment issues, the betrayal issues that you have had in past incarnational cycles that is coming up for review now. That is why it is so important to feel your feelings as these come up from past to present lives in order to release those feelings from the RNA and DNA of your cellular memory, so they are not predicated and passed on to future lives. Are there any other questions, dear one?
I think one reason why we don't see that about the trust is that everybody in this room has created something out of nothing, but we don't realize that we have. we see it at the end of a lot of hard work and all these good kinds of things. For example, when I first came to New York City with just a suitcase, I had nothing. 50 years later, I look back, and I created something out of nothing. But I don't think of it in that way. So when I was reading this lesson, it was so encouraging to realize it starts with trust and the idea that we can create something out of nothing because we've all done it, we've done it all our lives. Isn't that true?
A little exercise that might help you build on this is at the end of each day, write down, if you so choose, what you have accomplished that day. Keep a journal. Keep a diary of it, dear ones, because the human mind loves to focus on what is not rather than what is. We of the realms of Gabriel call it the good book. Create a good book of all the little and not so little things that you have done that have brought joy and bliss and goodness into the world. It might be something as simple is holding an elevator door for someone. It might be as simple as assisting a blind person crossing the street. You will begin to see as you collect these a building of a pyramid of your higher self, dear ones. Are there any other questions?
Well, I have one. Speaking of building something out of nothing, would it be prudent when we transition from this state, when we are transitioning, I know a lot of people speak about going toward the light. Would it be prudent for us to just go toward the darkness and dwell in the darkness a bit before we decide which way to go?
Dear one, when you leave your body, as many of you know, and you have been taught, you will move from your 3D emotional, mental, and physical reality into the astral and psychic realm. There will be plenty of darkness there, dear one. There will be plenty of remorse and review, and I could have, and I should have, and I would have done this or done that. As you move beyond that frequency, the 4D, if you will, and move into the higher realm, you will free yourself from that darkness. That is the light at the end of the tunnel. You will each take whatever amount of time you need for that process. Once you free yourself of the psychic astral realm, the disembodied reflection of 3D, you will go into the fifth dimension and have an opportunity to decide through your freedom of choice and freedom of will what you would like to be and do next time. What circumstances would allow you to learn what you need to learn in the completion of your soul plan? And dear ones, you are all completing your soul plan within the final cosmic cycle of this particular planet. Does that help you, dear ones?
Yes, thank you.
I've heard that before, but every time I hear it, you make it clearer. Thank you for that. So we go on to the next paragraph? True alchemy, which is mastery of self and all there is, can only come as a result of your divine connection to source / God power, the original creator of all who dwells in no thing. For in nothing, the void, lies all probabilities and possibilities. It is difficult for the human mind to wrap itself around this truth.
The higher realm connection is what, as many of you know, has facilitated all of your past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, or whatever it might be within the expression. You would have remained connected to those higher realm civilizations if you had not chosen through your human mental body to break the connection and the human mind to believe it could do it a better way. What we are all in the process of being and creating, dear ones, is a permanent connection. For you are a reflection of the higher realm. And through the dense reflection, you're evolving back to your origin of love and light. But you've chosen this regression, if you will, as a learning tool so that you do not ever have to disconnect again. As many of you are aware, you're in the building mode of the final seventh golden age of this particular planet. Each of your planets within your solar system has gone through a similar ascension process. You're beginning to discover remnants of that within your scientific ability to see what exists and does not exist upon the other planets within your solar system. You're beginning to realize that there are frequencies of existence, higher frequencies of existence beyond yours, that can habitate the interior of the planet or the surface of a planet in a way that may not be visible to you at present. There are different life forms at different frequencies of existence throughout creation. There are forms denser than the ones you are living in at this time, dear ones, and there are many, many that are more advanced than you are. You're in the process of raising your consciousness to a level that you can receive the wisdom of these higher frequencies. Once you've advanced to the point of receiving them with no intention to harm others, a miraculous service to all there is predicates itself, dear ones. Are there any further questions?
Well, you make the statement here that mastery of self and all there is can only come as a result of your divine connection to Source. Of course, I realize that all of the teachings are all about helping us do that. It can still be an overwhelming thought in our heads when we're, there probably isn't anybody here, hopefully I'm just not the only one.
Let's be more specific about the individuated state here, one, shall we?
About what?
Let us be a little more specific about the individuated state, dear one.
Yeah, and I'm about to say, I still find, no matter all the work I've done, when I'm confronted with the question of my divine connection to Source, part of me is still trying to make that happen.
Why are all of you here at this time, dear one?
Because we're all trying to make that happen.
You're all in the process. And the channel we're coming through at this time receives some tremendous formulas that will assist you to activate your divine soul plan, your purpose and reason in being here, by knowing who you are and why you're here, to a basis of self-love and self-empowerment, and bringing that out into the world and what you called world service, dear one. You're all within the process of activating your soul plan, your purpose and your reason in being here. For dear ones, as you've heard many, many times, and most do not know nor believe, creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you would not be here, whether you are in physical or non-physical formatting. You're all a unique, eternal, necessary aspect of creation. Were you ever taught that, dear ones, in your religious? Were you ever taught that in your educational systems, dear ones? Imagine how it would heal not being good enough. Imagine how it would assist in healing the wounds that you have created through your incarnational cycles. All of this is coming up for you, for it will not be necessary to learn the way you had in the old, in the past, moving into the new. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, you said it begins with self-love and self-empowerment. The minute you said that, it kind of gave me a base to begin.
There is your foundation. And why love, dear one? Because love is the building block, the highest frequency of existence, energy, if you will. What you choose to do with that love, constructive or destructive, is up to you through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. You can take nuclear power, dear ones, and build a bomb and kill one another, or you can use the energy to light the entire planet. It is all through your freedom and choice and freedom of will, which no one can tamper with, that is your learning process. When you reach a point in your evolutionary consciousness of having no intention or need to harm self or other, there will be some miraculous new abilities made available to you, dear one. That is the process that your ascended mastership has gone through. We of the energies of Saint Germain went through this process. We have created an ascension chair ceremony to raise your frequencies as high as you can without destruction, to assist you within the process of that of which we speak. Working in concert with all of the higher realms, be the ascended mastership, archangelic, angelic, star, inner earth, however they may be, galactic, universal, multiversal, however they may be, we are all joining forces at this time to assist you through the energy of love, dear ones. Let us continue.
Number four, if you are merely interested in changing a base metal into gold, what is about to be said is not for you. But if you are interested in transforming yourself into gold, well, that's another matter that will allow you to truly transform matter, for it only matters in matter.
Are you ready, dear ones? Are you really ready? Do you know you have the capacity to transmute, to transition, to transform yourselves, dear ones? That ability is within you? That it is your divine plan, if you will, to activate this ability? For you are the gold, dear ones. Did anyone ever tell you that? That you are the gold. You are the precious metal. You are the dense carbon-based preciousness of this frequency you call 3D. And it is your destiny to evolve beyond it. As your ascended masterships have way showed the way for you, dear ones. They were all human walking the planet as you do now. They are simply showing, we are simply showing you the way, dear ones. So we ask you two questions. Are you ready? And what do you choose? Is it the primary focus of your life at this time? Are you ready? And what do you choose? Are there any questions?
Questions? Okay, let's move on. The ascended masters of alchemy call alchemy the true science of spirit. When you know yourself and achieve self-mastery, you can master creation. For alchemy is simply the law of the transfer of energy, which you are. It is the impersonal law that nothing can create something. It's the way God power created everything. This law is fueled by a constructive consciousness that only serves the highest good of all. Just one iota of negativity or intention to harm will prevent alchemy, thus creation. Attempts to abuse the laws of creation only prevent creation. Since true alchemy begins with self, let's now factor in the individual and his role in the use of alchemy.
So you're beginning to see a new definition, perhaps, dear ones, of self. That self is creation expressing and experiencing itself. That is the reason. That is the purpose. That is the meaning of self within the frequency that you have chosen to reside in. That is the reason the relationship with self and the concept of the only relationship you're having is the relationship with self is so essential to master, to self-master within your relationship with self. It is why it is such a focus of the archangelic and the ascended mastership realms, dear one. Only through the mastering of self, which is creation creating, can you free yourself from the human self and move into the God-powered cosmic self. Are there any questions, dear one?
Well, you make a very powerful statement here. Just one iota of negativity or intention to harm will prevent alchemy, thus creation. You know, we live, and each one of us contributes to this, too, in a sea of negativity. People are constantly, all of us are, constantly making negative comments about the world and our lives and all aspects of our lives. So we're thwarting our own alchemy and our own creation.
It's called self-sabotage, dear ones. That density, that intention to harm is not allowed from your frequency into a higher frequency. It is one of the major reasons your inner earth civilizations have not revealed themselves to you en masse, or your intention to harm would contaminate their frequency. There is a osmotic, energetic boundary between the two frequencies, inner earth and surface, which do not allow your dense harmness or intention to harm to enter. It's extraordinarily disruptive. And you might want to ask yourself, after you've evolved, why would you want to go back to that frequency? Also remember, dear one, this intention to harm is the relationship with self. If you wish or intend to harm another, it is simply a reflection of your self-sabotaging feeling or intention towards self. For in reality, the only relationship is the one with self. I'll blame another for this. I'll blame another for that. Through the ownership aspect of self and what you're creating to learn what you need to learn, can you free yourself not only from victimhood, but the need to inflict harm, dear one? Are there any questions?
Any questions?
So is it possible when we want to manifest something and we remain positive and not negative, the people around us being negative about our manifestation, would that affect our manifestation?
Only if you allowed it to be and do so, dear one.
So then we would negate their statements?
Why would you wish to negate their statements, dear one?
Or how would we not allow them to do so?
By having your emotions and thoughts remain in a positive format, dear one.
Okay.
And not having it matter what they say or what they do, dear one.
Exactly.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, want to do the next
one? Number six. Alchemy is the science of the enlightened individual who has come to know himself, to master self, and to see himself as reflection and an aspect of God power. Someone willing to activate his soul plan and to manifest his reason to be here. This is from Google, Life Mastery, a guide for creating the life you want and the courage to live it.
That is such a hard concept for humanity to understand. That you are God, that you are creation experiencing itself, for that truth has been sabotaged and taken away from you by many of your organized religions and governments, which reflect your religions, dear one. By knowing this truth, It eliminates the possibility of others controlling you. It eliminates the possibility of herd consciousness, dear one. If a majority of you could know this truth instantaneously, there would be a quantum shift upon your planet, which would eliminate the few controlling the many, which would open the light of the falsehoods upon your planet. The concept of having to reach outside of self to know self is ludicrous. You are within a process of inside out, not outside in, dear ones. And many of you hunger and quest and seek the next fix outside of yourself. How to be prosperous. How to have a relationship. How to get healthy. The process is all within you, dear ones. We of the higher realms, in this particular case, the archangelic and the ascended mastership, are giving you tools to awaken these wisdoms within your spiritual DNA, which is being activated at this time through the ascension process, for you to simply remember and discover what's already within your thinking heart. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't read something outside of yourself and resonate with it or discern with it and say, oh. But you will quickly discover it's an oh, it's a memory. It's a deja vu, as you would say, of something you already knew and awakened. Dear ones, all we of the higher realms are being and doing with you is to simply awaken what is already within you. Are there any questions?
But I'd just like to finish number six, if I may, and then we can open for questions.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay. So seeing ourselves as an aspect of God power is an ever-evolving process that does not develop overnight. It requires consistent commitment and support by your higher God power self, higher realm, your I Am presence, and the Christ consciousness. This commitment and support will in time produce a real spiritual alchemist.
So it is the process within this frequency, through the tools of the I Am present, through the tools of the Christ consciousness, and there are many, many teachings upon this, within this, that is your eternal aspect of self, that will allow you to know the truth of who you truly are, of why you are truly here. Are there any questions, dear one?
You say that it requires a consistent commitment and support by your higher God power self, higher realms, your I Am presence, and the Christ consciousness. Gabriel has told me more than once in the writing of the Second Coming that we are God expressing and we should command and demand the universe. Can we do that here in terms of commanding and demanding and that kind of support of the Christ consciousness and our own presence?
The higher realms are in service to humanity, simply waiting for your commands and demands, dear one. So we would like to ask you the question, what in the relationship with self most often prevents that from happening? Is it a component of feeling good enough or worthy enough to be this, or a lack of belief within it, that it is your right as a divine spiritual being having a human being to interlock with these forces? We of the ascended mastership, dear ones, command and demand creation with no intention of harm. We have learned to molecularly, electronically manipulate and control the energy of creation to manifest what is necessary to be in service to the planet, to humanity, and beyond, dear one. Does that help you?
If any one of us told a priest or minister of the church that we were raised that we should command and demand God in the universe, we would be, needless to say, being told we're blasphemous. We were taught the opposite of what you said, which, of course, you already know.
We would like to ask this question about these divine souls, dear one. What do most of them really know about God and creation?
Little, what they've been taught.
Are these organizations creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance, dear ones? Or are they creating communities of control and duality, of saying one aspect of creation is better than another? One aspect of creation can be included and another cannot, dear one.
Right.
That is not God expressing itself, dear one. That is humanity controlling, attempting to control something that it did not create.
Yeah, we were taught in our religions that we're powerless and worthless and could never be redeemed, but a forgiving God would allow us, if we do everything the church says, to enter into some sort of something with God.
And how many of you bought that, hook, line, and sinker?
Yeah, all of us, for a while.
If
you buy it, choose?
If you so choose, it is time to make another choice, dear one. Remember, dear one, your religions have been created by the minds of humanity, largely as forms of government and control. That process is still in process, even though many of you are waking up. That is not to say there are not good deeds and good works coming from some of these organizations. But their primary motive is to tell you what to do through how to be.
We have a question.
We have a question from Mary.
Regarding negativity that we're discussing, how about like in relationships, when you have people in a relationship, and there's negativity, let's say, in any way, like someone hurts the other person, in any situation, whether it's a marriage or a relationship. How do you handle that negativity?
By being the opposite of the negative, dear one. If you wish to give a specific example, we can have a specific response. By not going into the density of the negativity, by being of it and not within it and remaining positive, you wish to be more specific, dear one.
Well, it's hard to give an answer that applies to a specific situation.
You need a specific?
Yeah, that's what you're asking for.
Let's say someone, there's a relationship, and one person, and you think it's this relationship, but then one person doesn't really commit to what it's supposed to be. So that's a negative for the other person, because the other person is expecting one thing, and it's not that thing.
Dear one, is this you involved in this relationship?
Yes.
Exactly. So through your resonance and your discernment, you will make a choice how you respond or react to this particular individual. Where is their truth or non-truth involved in the event? Whether you wish to reveal the truth within those events and state your truth, needs, and boundaries within that relationship based upon truth, based upon you knowing who you are and why you are in this particular relationship, being fearless, if necessary, to make another choice. Dear ones, as you continue on your journey of raising your consciousness into the ascended state, which is your divine destiny, you will find that your relationships with others are bobbing and weaving and shifting and changing. As your consciousness, your vibration, and your frequency increases, and those around you may not, by the choices that you're making, that within itself can create an imbalance. And you will begin to look at your relationship with self and how it mirrors to another, and how that is affecting the choices you will make through your freedom of choice or will to be within or without that relationship. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we go to number... I got to read number 7. Some wonderful examples of successful alchemists are Jesus the Christ and the many ascended masters, including Saint Germain, who is guiding this teaching, who all walk this earth perfecting their alchemy prior to ascending to higher realms. Studying the 7 sacred flames will give you the history of these marvelous masters of alchemy and their many incarnations and contributions to humanity.
Dear ones, we of the Ascended Mastership, who were once human as yourselves, in concert with the archangelic realms, are simply way-showing you to become the way-shower and the light worker. Many of you have taken the oath of the light worker and way-shower to lead the way through the mastery of the relationship with self. Each epoch within this particular planet in the history of humanity was here at a specific time and a specific moment to assist humanity within its process of moving to a higher frequency of existence. Whether it was the elementals, whether it was Buddha, Taoism, Christ consciousness, whatever it might be, each one is leading you to your destination of your higher self in a higher realm of eternity, dear ones. Are there any questions about this magnificent choice that you have all made?
The 7 Sacred Flames is a really wonderful book. Could you just make a very brief statement about the accuracy and value of that book?
It is a marvelous attempt to put together a formula, a 7-step formula of the wisdoms being gifted from the Ascended Mastership in many other realms for humanity. It is a major attempt of one divine soul being influenced by many others. It is a teaching for those who resonate to understand the incarnational cycles of specific entities and the contributions that they made, which creates a quilt, a fabric of the integration of where humanity has been and where it is going. There are certain initiatic steps within that that each of you are predicating on an individuated way to accomplish your ascension. There are many details and many information, many mantras, many prayers, many visuals, many pieces of information and history that can assist those who resonate with learning and mastering that. Does that help you, dear?
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you. Omar has a question. Hi, Higher Realms. I wanted to ask you what Jesus Christ meant by turning the other cheek.
What that means, dear one, within the Christ consciousness awareness is that the other is you, that you are all one. By turning the other cheek, you are saying and being, you understand that. It is to know oneness. It is to know the interconnectivity of all of you, dear ones. It is also to know, dear ones, that duality in war does not work. Does that help you, dear ones?
Yes, thank you. You want to go on number seven?
Number eight.
Is this, well, yeah.
Number eight. The concept and reality that nothing becomes something is challenging. Let us express it another way to allow us to integrate this cosmic truth. Can you see nothing as simply unexpressed energy, since everything is energy, expressed or not? The void is filled with electromagnetic energy ready to be converted. True alchemy, employing universal laws and spiritual science, cannot yet be measured with the natural scientific tools we now have. We shall have these tools someday, but for now, the true alchemist relies on the relationship with self in order to connect with the awesome law and energy of creation.
And what you do to your beingness with that energy is your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Many of you, lifetime after lifetime, have wasted that energy, dear ones. Much of the energy has been misused into destruction rather than construction. The energy is composed of love. It would prefer that it express love. Can you imagine, dear ones, for just one moment. Imagine your nuclear energy, this powerful cosmic force that can create planets, that can create solar systems, that can create galaxies. And humanity is gifted with the wisdom through the connection of the higher realms to discover how to manipulate it and partially control it. And that energy is taken to create destruction and death. Can you imagine how the energy feels when it came from love and through the freedom of choice and freedom of will of humanity, it was made to destroy? You're given this choice, you're given this free will that no one and no thing can take away from you, so that you will finally allow yourself to rise into your higher self. It's been an arduous journey, hasn't it, dear humanity? It's been filled with pain and suffering and lack and limitation. But when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of it, you have the power through your freedom of choice and freedom of will to take this energy and build the most magnificent reality you can imagine. Are there any questions?
That's such a powerful paragraph. I keep rereading sections of it. So our relationship with ourselves turns unexpressed energy into a force of expression, and that's how we create something out of nothing.
There it is. There's the formula. There's the equation. That is what we of the higher realms are systematically giving you. Tenets, equations, codes, phrases. Read that again, dear one.
Our relationship with self turns unexpressed energy into a force of expression. And that is how we create something out of nothing.
There it is. Can you absorb that? Can you assimilate that? Can you know that as truth? And you will begin to see the essential aspect of a relationship with self. And you will begin to see self is creation experiencing itself. And you've chosen through your humanity to be and do this through something called being a human being. Human being, being self. Dear ones. Read it one more time.
Our relationship with self turns unexpressed energy into a force of expression, and that is how we create something out of nothing.
That's how powerful you are, humanity. And dear ones, it is a thing you fear more than death itself. Seeing yourself good enough and worthy enough to command and demand that truth. Are there any questions?
Sam? Nine. As humanity raises their consciousness, more and more of these laws of creation will be revealed. If we all knew these laws now, that would be a dangerous thing for our planet and for our humanity with our present state of awareness. Atlantis learned this the hard way, when their civilization was destroyed because they were not able to use these laws for the good of all.
What we of the Ascended Masterships have done is freed ourselves from the intention of harm. And thus this force of creation has been given to us, and we employ it for the support of the planet and humanity and beyond. Are there any questions?
Okay, shall we move on to number 10? God gets to experience all parts of itself, and each creation of God gets to experience the whole. So one serves, the other serves the other. This is the force of love. That is learning how to love. By learning about all the different infinite aspects of possibilities of creative expression, of being of which God is made up, man, power, gets to experience itself as God, power, and God gets to experience all that he or she is made up of. And that is why God is love. For the purpose of creation is to love, Archangel Gabriel, the second coming.
Amen. Is God, man is humanity, humanity, God being man, man being God. You cannot separate the two, dear ones. How do you feel about that? Humanit, God, man, being. Humanity. Did you ever stop and think that the word itself is the truth of who you are? That is who you are. That is why you're here. You're an expression of creation. Call it God. Call it Source. Call it all there is. Call it what you make. Experiencing itself. That reveals, you want to lift the curtain, dear ones, that really reveals who you are. Are there any questions about this magnificent state of who you are?
Well, this is a very powerful paragraph that I have reread countless times, and it's really wonderful.
Which paragraph, part of it, resonates for you, dear one?
Well, all of it does, but what really gets me is that by learning about all the different infinite aspects of possibilities of creative expression of being of which God is made up, man gets to experience itself as God, and God gets to experience all that he or she is made up of. And what that suggests to me is that, you know, why would God put any limits on what we do if all that we do and experience simply helps God to experience all that he's made up of?
Where on your planet, dear ones, are you celebrating the diversity that this represents? That is why you have all the the diversity that you have. That is the reason for it. There are thousands and millions and billions of expressions of life on this particular planet alone. Look at the barriers that you've created between your races, your languages, your religions, your governments, your national boundaries. What is being broken down at this moment, dear ones, is the love of your diversity. Of being able to look within the heart and the eye of another, and even though it may sound and look different from yourself, to find and see yourself within it. The foundation of all of that, dear ones, is the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. But the masculine energy for millennia has been attempting to subjugate the feminine energy and done a pretty good job of it. And that has been the foundation of your racial and your religious dualistic behaviors and confrontations and wars. And you've all killed one another within the name of God, supported by man-made religion for millennia. Are you ready to wake up and make another choice? Are you ready to wake up and realize that you're all made up of the same cosmic stuff? And the foundation of all of that is love, and the foundation of all of that is you have the same needs. You have the same truth. You desire the same boundaries to be able to express that love. Are there any questions, dear?
Well, the hard part of this is that, you know, God allows us to kill each other so that God gets to experience all that he or she is made up of. That's
yes.
Hard to understand.
The reason for that, dear one, is that you, being God experiencing itself, cannot eliminate your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Not all planets, not all solar systems, not all galaxies have freedom of choice and freedom of will. They're connected to we of the higher realms in service to it automatically. Part of being human, dear ones, is you have chosen to disconnect from that. The reason you have chosen to disconnect from it is so that you will learn from disconnecting from it, from what is not, to understand what is, in order to finally wake up and never separate from what is again. Does that make sense, dear ones?
Yeah, it sort of is. I mean, if the goal of God is to experience all that he or she is made up of, so God is seeking to learn what is or what is not.
Humanity
expressing God.
Expressing itself as God, being itself, is making that choice. It is an arduous way to learn. We acknowledge that. But dear ones, taking your past incarnational cycles and your past golden ages into perspective, we will make this observation. It is the only way you can truly learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it, the way you need. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
If there were another way, and you have been given the opportunity of other ways through your connection to higher realms, dear ones, it wouldn't have to be this way. But the fact that you have chosen through your mental bodies that you knew a better way to constantly break the bonds of the higher realms who maintain and sustain you, how should we say, have made this necessary. But you have also chosen it. It has not been inflicted upon you as a form of punishment. It is a choice that you have made when you leave your physical bodies, go into the 4D, into the 5D, and you make a decision, how can I permanently learn what I need to learn to free myself from this unhealed self. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Shall we move on?
Number 11. It would be good for the aspiring alchemist to realize that this true spiritual science is gifted the individual who knows from where the wisdom came. The meaning, value, and purpose of alchemy are to teach humanity a way back home to where we came. We are all working our way back home.
Where is home, dear one? What does this mean? Home is your permanent connection to we of the higher realms. For that is who you truly are. You've chosen through your freedom of choice and freedom of will to be in the state of density. But home is higher realm eternity. Home is higher realm eternity, dear one. You've achieved it in the interior of the planet that you reside upon at this moment. Some of you are aware of this, and many of you are not. Your home is your eternal God self expressing itself. Your home is all that there is. Your home is this planet, this solar system, this galaxy, this universe, this multiverse. Your home is everything. Your home is everyone. Are there any questions, Jill?
Yeah, it sounds wonderful, but I'm looking at it from the perspective of we little humans. What's that like? What's home? You described it, but I'm trying to feel it. What would that feel like?
We little humans, dear one?
Oh, I know. I realize we're God expressing, but
do you really, dear one, realize that you are God expressing itself? Dear one, that is the rub for the majority of you.
Yeah. But I still would like to, what does that feel like?
I
would like them. What does that feel like? How can we know what that is?
It feels like divine love. It feels like bliss. It feels like expressed and unexpressed joy.
Mm.
It feels like free-falling off a cliff, not knowing where you'll land, and all of a sudden wings sprout from your shoulders and you soar into the heavens and land upon the sun and become one with all that there is.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. It was worth asking. Okay, who's next? Sam?
I just want to comment. For me, it feels like it's connecting with that divine spark within me and knowing that I am that of which it is. It's that bliss that's felt. It's home. So on to number 12. So many teachings coming to humanity now are arriving at the same destination, our source, our home. Once back home, the fulfillment of our immortal destiny can really begin in service to source through divine alchemy.
And that process, as many of you are aware, but is largely stored within your mental bodies, moving down into your hearts, is the relation and service of self that allows the service to the planet, the world, and one another, that allows the service to all the planets within your solar system, that allows and expands service to all of the trillions and billions of planets within solar systems throughout your galaxy, and on, dear ones. Are there any questions?
That's a challenging sentence. Once back home, the fulfillment of our immortal destiny can really begin in service to Source through divine alchemy.
It only begins once you have freed yourself from your earthbound human self and moved into your divine cosmic self. This is a preamble, this being your experience on this planet. When you have mastered self, which allows service to your world, it will free you from the confounds and boundaries of the planet itself and allow you to move into a universal state of beingness. And the concept of service will eternally expand into all that there is. Are there any questions?
Earlier alchemy was originally intended to be a way of enriching individual abundance by teaching the techniques of changing base metals into gold, thereby freeing many under the control of the few. Even though the few continue to control the many today, a new sense of freedom is at play now during these unique opportunities of ascension, which is moving into a higher realms of existence that were not available in the past.
That is what you're witnessing in your world now, dear ones, is ascension. Those who are looking for freedom, those who are looking for an expression of self, who feel downtrodden, forgotten, and abandoned. They may be involved in what you consider horrific acts. But what is the cause and effect of those acts is a lack of being loved, thus not seeing themselves as lovable, forgetting that they came from the creation of love. So they act out in an unloving, often what you would call horrific way. They're all screaming, dear ones, to be loved. But there are hidden forces within your world, the few controlling the many, who desire the separation and the conflict that creates a confusion where you cannot see the truth. Look beyond the dust and the chaos, dear ones. Look at the cause and effect of where your confrontations and dualities are existing in within your world. And ask yourselves, are you all really willing and able for your governments, for your leaders, to take responsibility for creating it? For intentionally causing it? Or sometimes unwittingly causing it through your ignorance? But once you can take ownership of the cause and effect, you can begin to make another choice through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. And those who have been subjugated and left behind. And again, the foundation of it all is the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine energy. You will create the world many of you say you wish to have. Are there any questions?
We have a question from Mary.
Okay, when you speak of the few controlling the many, are you referring only to instances of a war?
No, dear one. War is a byproduct of that of which we speak. There are forces within your planet controlling your economics, thus controlling your government, which create the war, dear one. Does that help you?
I mean, I think in society we need some type of structure. There's always going to be a structure where someone's on the top and other people. Everyone cannot be a leader.
What does it mean to be a leader, dear one? Within the higher realm, you cannot become what you call a leader unless you have demonstrated a certain spiritual growth and expansion that allows you to be selected for such. What you find in your so-called leadership in your world today is anything but leadership qualities, dear one. There are hidden agendas within the leaders, within themselves and amongst themselves, that keeps the system within chaos and confrontation for the economic and political control of the few. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay, we shall move on to 14. Today, the transformation into gold is represented by your self-knowledge and self-mastery, connecting you with your divine soul plan, knowing who you are, why you are here, and moving through your talents and gifts into joyful unity, oneness, we consciousness. That's the real gold. You will then know you are the alchemist who will determine the design of your creation.
Read the first two sentences again, dear one.
Today, the transformation into gold is represented by your self-knowledge and self-mastery, connecting you with your divine soul plan, knowing who you are, why you are here, and moving through your talents and gifts into joyful unity, oneness, we consciousness.
Self-knowledge being applied into wisdom is what is missing in your world, dear one. You all know a lot of things. There's a lot of knowledge stored within your mental bodies. You actually know, the majority of you, that war does not work, that killing one another is not a good thing. But do you take that applied knowledge and factor it into wisdom? Her realms exist solely within the principle of wisdom. We are able to access instantaneously applied knowledge and know that war does not work. No side actually benefits. One may economically gain what was their intention originally to create the conflict. And it is all hidden in something called nationalism or nationalistic pride or doing the right thing, killing the bad guy. Are there any questions, dear one?
I have a personal question. I'm moving into my divine soul plan, and I know that part of that is helping other people share their gifts and talents, but I feel very strongly that a large part of my divine soul plan is helping those other parts of me to connect with that divine spark within by sharing the teachings or the channels, if you will, in my Book of One, and I'm wondering if you might comment on that.
Is that a question or a statement, really?
I think it's a state. I really feel that that's part of my divine soul plan. So, yeah, I guess that it is a question.
Is it a statement or a question?
It's a question. Is that part of my divine soul plan? Helping others to spark that divine spark within by sharing the channels within Book of One and my experiences with how I receive them.
Why are you asking for a confirmation of something you already know, dear one? What is preventing within your relationship with self of moving that applied knowledge into the wisdom?
I just always look for verification. I guess that it's just...
And what causes the need for verification, dear one?
It's part of being raised and taught that I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy enough, that that's not who I am.
So who are you, dear one?
I'm God in human form.
Why are you here, dear one?
To realize that I am God in human form and to not go back to this human form.
So what is your question, dear one? Do you really have a question?
No, at this point I don't. Thank you.
And so it is.
All righty then. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. You are moving on to 15.
Oh, me?
Yes, you are.
Getting so caught up in these teachings. The
only way the alchemist can be successful is to know it is your God-given freedom to create through your freedom of choice and will, which no force can take away. As beings of creation and being creators, we must create with no restrictions or restraints by anyone or anything. Once you know this, you are ready for further studies in alchemy that will allow you to manifest for God and humanity, which is world service, that which serves the highest good of all. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The attention of this book is to be part of your process.
Only you, only yourself is preventing this process of ascension this very moment. It could shift in an instant, as it did with We of the Ascended Master Realm. We wish you to know that. It is this self-sabotaging process of not believing and allowing the believing to move into truly knowing that's preventing everything. Again, it's not a punishment by God to keep you little, to keep you small. It is something that you chose through your evolutionary process in between incarnational cycles to learn the way you need to learn. All of this is shifting and changing as the planet ascends to a higher frequency of existence. Thus, everything within and upon our body is being and doing the same thing. And your spiritual DNA and your higher realm chakras are activating. Many of the portals and vortices and ancient temples upon your planet are in the process of activating as well, or shall we say reactivating, which is assisting this process. It is a magnificent time, dear one. Hold on. Hold tight. Are there any questions?
Questions? Okay, before we go to number 16, I just did want to ask, you said our DNA and our chakras are activating. Would this be in part cause for exhaustion that we feel?
Each of you will experience the activation process individually depending on your energetic makeup and what you are clearing and cleansing from past as well as present lifetimes. Some of it might be through what you call disease. Some of it might be through what you call exhaustion. There are many, many ways or individuated expressions of how this can take place. Some of you will need to die. It will not be able to take place within this frequency, particularly the elderly. But it is taking place. You had these components of self activated in past golden ages, which allowed your forthright connection to the higher realms, which supported and maintained and sustained those advanced civilizations, which are far more advanced than anything you have achieved at present. So the disconnect of that to the mental, human mental body, these were shut down for various reasons because, dear ones, if they remained activated in your dense state of consciousness, you would have destroyed yourself and attempted once again, as was with Atlantis, to destroy the planet through your warring of one another. Are there any questions about this?
Could I just ask, on a personal level, is my exhaustion due to in part dealing with past life, purging and cleansing those?
Your exhaustion is a result of your belief that you are exhausted. As a result of the overactivity of your mental body attempting to be in control, attempting to tell others what to do and how to do it, and the emotions that that is creating, which is interrupting your ability to rest and sleep and go into higher realms, dear one. Does that help you with your question?
I guess I'll say yes. All right.
Unless you'd like to change their answer?
No. It just doesn't seem plausible, but I'll definitely consider that.
What's not plausible about it, dear one? What does not resonate to the question, what is causing my exhaustion, how would you answer it?
Well, I seem to, on certain nights, wake up at least 10, 15 times during the night, so I don't sleep well. And when I wake up, I'm aware of having vivid dreams, and they're not dreams of people on this planet or dreams of people that I know. So I was under the impression that I was clearing past life, and maybe the lack of sleep might be contributing as well to my exhaustion.
Dear one, you're all clearing past lives simultaneously as we speak now. There's not one of you who is not clearing past lives. So what thoughts to the imagery of those dreams and what emotions do those thoughts predicate which could be possibly disrupting your ability to rest, dear one?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. If no one else has a question, we're going to move on to 16. As a spiritual alchemist, you will be in charge making conscious choices whenever you have awareness on all levels. You will choose consciously to move toward life, to move toward the expansion of life, toward the awareness of life, toward acceptance of life, rather than resistance to it. Then you will be choosing life. You are the truth, the light, and that truth shall set you free. This is from Archangel Gabriel, the Second Coming.
Or you may not make that choice. So your own resonant and discernment as you hear that statement, does it sound like a lot of bull, a lot of woo-woo, fairy tale dust? Or does it resonate within your state of beingness of who you truly are and what you wish to achieve? There will be many of you who do not make the choice to ascend through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. And you will be given as many additional lifetimes as you need elsewhere in another galaxy, in another solar system within this galaxy, to take how many ever incarnational cycles that you need But if you are consciously making the decision at this time, dear one, that you wish to do it on this particular planet, within this particular opportunity, then you will pay attention to that intention and allow it to be the priority and the focus of your life, dear one. And you will ascend. Are there any questions?
Gabriel, in the same book, you make the statement that as we grow older, commonly, people start shutting down the life rather than continuing to move towards life, etc. And you made the clear statement that that doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to age. We were made to be immortal, and that we should continue. We have the choice of continuing to move towards life and expanding into life. We don't have to shut down to life. Could you just elaborate on that point briefly?
Dear one, put the mirror in front of yourself. What have you just celebrated?
My 80th birthday.
And how are you experiencing yourself? Do you feel you are shutting down to life?
No, I feel like I'm expanding and growing. I feel stronger than ever spiritually, even though I realize more and more how much I don't know.
Well, suppose we were to tell you that you know nothing.
Oh, I could agree
more. But
within
the acceptance of not knowing and surrendering to not knowing, as we have stated and shared previously, it allows the probabilities and possibilities of all there is to come forward. Only through thinking, through your mental body, that you know it all, can you know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're all being given the opportunity to see your chronology in an entirely different light. Most of humanity in the last 2 or 3 of your Earth years have been conditioned to believe you will die and slowly shut down the life process, and your life will become smaller and smaller after 40, 50, 60, 70 years. This has never been true. But your emotions and thoughts and your erroneous belief system allowed that to manifest that reality. As you more and more wake up, your chronologies will be extended. Soon it will not be unusual to live 200 or 300 years and then 400 or 500 years in what you call physical formatting as the ascension evolutionary process takes place. You have actually experienced these longevities previously. You have vestigial histories of it in some of your religious and spiritual texts. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. Paragraph 17 starts out, this process, I guess this ascension process, is that what they're referring to?
Yes, indeed, dear one.
This ascension process will begin by creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance for all, which is human, animal, plant, and mineral, and knowing your planet is a living, conscious being who will not accept any further abuse of her body. You, the alchemist, will begin to remove the imbalances imposed upon your planet and humanity by yourselves. The most insidious type of bondage occurs when the prisoner knows not his or her bondage. It is time to wake up, world. The true science of alchemy can set us free on Earth. Are you ready to receive it and create a new paradigm? Have you noticed the old one is dying?
Have you, dear one? Is the world really realizing it has been in bondage by the few controlling the many, dear one? Is that truth beginning to resonate throughout the land and the planet? Are you willing to make another choice? Are you ready to make another choice? How you choose your leaders? Are you, dear ones? It starts with each and every one of you as an individuated expression of creation experiencing itself. Can you wake up and know this truth? Are you ready to know this truth? Or do you wish to continue giving your power away? It is all available to you for your freedom of choice and freedom of will, dear one. Are there any questions?
Questions? Okay, I'm going to move on to the last paragraph. Amazing alchemical process advances as we continue to awaken, can and will be achieved by all who are able to apply the teachings presented here and advance onward. Remember and know, dear ones, the purpose of the true science of alchemy is to increase joy and happiness and to free humanity from every outer imbalance that does not serve the whole so you can be the God powers you are. The universe is an unified whole. Nothing is separate. Archangel Gabriel, the Second Coming.
Read this again, dear one.
Amazing alchemical advances as we continue to awaken can and will be achieved by all who are able to apply the teachings presented here and advance onward. Remember and know, dear ones, the purpose of the true science of alchemy is to increase joy and happiness and to free humanity from every outer imbalance that does not serve the whole, so you can be the God powers you are. The universe is a unified whole. Nothing is separate.
So look within your lives, dear one, for the joy and the happiness. It is the signal, it is the pathway that you are on the path of the activation of your divine soul plan. Is your life filled with joy and happiness? Is there love within it? If there is, so be it. If there is not, begin to examine the tools which have been given to you here and elsewhere as to how you can achieve that. And bring that joy and happiness and love into your life. Is your world filled and predicated with joy and happiness and love, dear one? Or do you see something else? All of the activations of your higher self, your DNA, your chakras, are rising exponentially. Your crystalline children, your indigos, your rainbow children are incarnating at a rapid pace to show you the way. Their DNAs are fully formulated to guide you, guard them, love them, nurture them. Out of the mouths of babes will come the pathway that can assist you and allow this process to be filled with a greater grace and ease, dear ones, eliminating the struggle, the lack of equality, harmony, and balance within your lives. The necessity to balance the masculine and feminine energy, to honor the self, to see the self as all there is. All of these are cosmic realities that you're in the process of integrating in this divine opportunity of ascension. We thank you for being present and hearing our words and our wisdom. Thank yourself for showing up. If it resonates, dear ones, share these teachings to those you love as we bid you adieu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to remind everyone that tonight's Higher Realms message is offered on a love offering basis, and you can go to theangelnewsnetwork.com to contribute. Welcome back. Good night.
Good night, everybody.